This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In case you missed it, folks, woke is now the new N-word.
I know. N-word, please.
I love saying that. I put that on Twitter all the time. And the reason is I put Negro please on Twitter and my comment got banned. I got a warning for putting Negro please. I say it all the time. And of course, it's a takeoff of N-word please with the real word put in there. Because black folks say it all the time. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. I happen to be an American of the black persuasion. Yes. And so I get to talk about these black issues. And it's funny. I was talking to friends of mine about ARC in Action, Americans for Real Change. And they said, so Kevin, are we to believe that ARC is a group that's going to handle racial things? And I said, y'all got to wake up. Everything you do is racial. You've got to fight fire with fire. You've got to fight the Democrats with race on race. Because if you don't, you're always on the defensive. And I gave an example. Call a Democrat a racist and watch them. They go around like Joe Biden shaking hands on the stage with the air. Like little chickens with their heads cut off. Call them racist. Watch what happens. They don't even know how to react because it doesn't happen. Call them sexist. It would, I'm not a sexist. And go, do you believe that trans men should be able to be in women's sports? You know, and what's funny is, get this, this will crack you up. I saw a commercial. It's all these women, mostly female soccer players, but softball, whatever. All these females, and they're talking about, we stand for women equality in pay. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, wait until the trans are finished with you. Then let's see what you say. If you're really fighting for women's rights and women's equality and pay and all this other stuff, you better be fighting to keep the men who think they're women from coming into your sports. Because even with the lower testosterone and cutting off their naughty bits and doing whatever they do, which I don't understand it, but anyway, all that, they're still better athletes. In some cases, they're better in pageants, winning pageants. They're becoming better women than the so-called leftist women. And here's what I can tell you with 100% certainty. You ready, people? A trans man who becomes a woman will never be better than any conservative woman, ever. He can live 50 lifetimes. He will never be better than the worst of conservative women. Never. So have at it. If you leftist women want to have these men, you know, these women that are men to become women and be part of your clan, fine. But don't be mad when you're talking about the discrepancy between trans women and women is 13 cents an hour because they're going to be better. They're going to get more. They're programmed to do it. Because they're men. Men negotiate better. Men are willing to fight for their causes better. There's a lot of other stuff. I'm not saying women don't do those things. There are good negotiating women. There are good women who are willing to fight for their causes, but they can't fight as hard as men. And you can make that, oh, it's a misogynist statement. Fine, I own it. I own it. I own it now in perpetuity. It is in the airwaves. They're hearing me on the planet Eftron somewhere. Okay, I own it. You're not going to have some extraterrestrials going, I like Kevin Jackson, but he backtracked on his comment about lying skanks. No, he didn't. You better stop it, you extraterrestrials. Don't make me come over there. They'll make me send my grandma from heaven to go get you. Because she's watching out. Wanley, my dear. Oh, my goodness. This is a guy, if you guys may not remember him, his name was Ture. And he was a co-host of a show called The Cycle. And he got fired because he's an absolute imbecile. But here's what he says. At this point, woke is a slur. The way the right uses it as an undercover way of saying those people. Okay, I just said it. Those people over there. When I'm pointing to people, when I'm in France and Germany or whatever, and Europe, or even in China, and I was looking at people, I was like, oh, yeah, those guys over there, those people over there, those are there, them. Those people. Or he said non-white people. He says it's a polite way of saying the N-word, but in this case, the N-word includes blacks, LGBT folks, and other marginalized groups. Look at how these people define us. This is knuckleheads. Nobody pushing back. There's nobody's going to push back on him over this. But this is the way he wants to define us. Are you not sick of this? Really? So woke, a term that they use, get woke. You better get woke up in here, get woke. So now that we've marginalized woke, now that we go, oh, okay, so you're so woke. And we finally gotten to the point where we say, we're going to push back on it. And you know what? The word has no meaning to us. Now it's the new version of the N-word. It's a softer version of the N-word, which is a softer version of, you know. So we've got a softer version of the softer version. Oh, but wait a minute. It's inclusive. At least it's that. It includes blacks, LGBT, and other marginalized folks. And other marginalized folks can be, well, let's just face it. Whatever we decide as marginalized. The post circulated on social media where Chris Rofo, a conservative journalist and cultural pundit, highlighted it and questioned if it made sense. White liberals are the most woke group in America. But for the Reddit tier race hustlers, woke now means the N-word, Ruffo tweeted. Good for him, because he's exactly right. The most woke people on the planet are the most racist people on the planet. And what they do is they hide their hatred of blacks, LGBT, and other marginalized groups inside of their virtue signaling wokeness. And here's what else I'll tell you. Dirty little secret. Every one of them knows it. They don't live anything close to their wokeness. They we want to do this and save this and do this. They indulge in every possible way. They do not care one iota about the things that they say they do. I jokingly said, where's Darfur? Remember when Darfur, there were commercials being made about Darfur. What's going on in Darfur? Do you know? What, you haven't adopted any more black babies from Darfur? The reason why nobody cares about Darfur anymore is because it's not the latest fashion. It's a new year, and that's the last year. Or so, whatever number of years ago. Give me their cause. Ask yourself, where are the causes that they fight so hard for? Where are they right now? Can't hear. Silence. Yeah, woke is the new N-word. Sure.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So we're doing this whole thing on wokeism. And October 5th and the 6th, I hope some of you can make it. It's in Arizona. You can get the details on the SeekingEducationalExcellence.org website. But please check it out. Because, and maybe you know people in Arizona, you can drive them to it. This is going to be such an eye-opening thing. We cover wokeism and education, capitalism, all kinds of policy. But here's the beautiful thing of it is, and I'm going to be talking about the influence we have on people in just a bit. Because we do. We have lots of influence. The beautiful thing is, wokeism is dying. And it's dying under its own weight. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Woke, hey, woke, woke, woke. I'm sick of hearing about woke. So are you. We are going to do everything we can to kill it, as I mentioned at our event. And we're going to give you the ammunition. And the good news is, it's already working. Because we're already pushing back. It's already starting to die. There's an article, many changes to the American society happened in the wake of George Floyd's death. We can debate the reasons behind it. But the death of George Floyd in May of 2020 seemed to be way more of a catalyst for change they put that in quotes, than anything else. But one person's change can be another person's forced compliance. The Floyd case and the ensuing outcry that America is inherently racist and must be changed scared companies and corporations in nearly every industry in America to examine things like hiring practices, who occupied the corner office, etc. I'm going to stop there. I want you to understand what they're telling you. The death of a thug is what drove the catalyst for change. This wasn't the death of Martin Luther King that drove the catalyst for real change. This is the death of the thug, a guy trying to pass a counterfeit bill who was high on fentanyl and resisted arrest. He is a catalyst for change. I don't know about you, but if that's the message that got sold, I would question who are the sellers? I mean, those are dope. Those are pushers, because that is dope. I don't mean in a good way. That is dope. That is poison for your brain. Everything that I just said. You don't canonize thugs, but the black community does, and the woke white community does. And you know what happened? It backfired. Because people started waking up going, wait a minute, you want me to hire somebody just because they're black? You want to start, oh, and by the way, the reverse of that was true. They were companies that refused to hire people because they were white. And it was accepted. Have you heard the clip of Jamie Foxx? Jamie Foxx says, in my movie, I get to kill a lot of white people. And they applaud him. He's on Saturday Night Live. He says, in my new movie, I get to, and I don't know when this was, but he says, I get to kill a lot of white people, and that's a good thing. And they applaud it. Now, can you imagine if, pick your white actor, said, hey, I get to kill a lot of black people, and that's a good thing, and people would have applauded. That's how crazy the world has become. The crazy world of woke. This diverse world and perverse world. Because it is perverse. That supposedly George Floyd engendered because an officer had his knee on his neck for all of a few seconds. Because George killed himself. He committed suicide. He resisted arrest. They go on. Some of America's largest corporations like Netflix, Disney, which has many more self-made problems besides diversity, equity, and inclusion, and Warner Brothers, Discovery, have announced that their CDOs were leaving the companies. These are their chief diversity officers. That became a big deal. Boy, I remember one of my friends, he was CDO of a major company in a St. Louis area, Fortune 500 company. And people kissed his butt to get in, to talk to him. And he would talk about, well, what we're implementing at our company. And I would sit there and go, what has that got to do with the business that you're in? I'm not going to say who it is, because I don't want to call him out. But I would literally ask, well, what's it got to do with your company? Well, come on, Kev. Come on, what? It was an insurance-related company. And I'm going, it makes no sense. Your role is meaningless. Now, chief diversity officers all across the country, they segmented HR into who could deal with blacks, who could deal with Asians, who could deal with whites, who could deal with LGBT, etc. And they created all these roles that have zero to do with making your company better. And you know, most of the people doing it, entertainment. Netflix, Disney, Warner Brothers, Discovery. Really? And then, of course, all the other corporations go, well, if Hollywood is doing it, we better jump on board because it makes us look good. We virtue signal that we really give a crap. Hey, Caterpillar, let me tell you, the people using your equipment don't care if it's made by Aryan Nation people or Guatemalan midgets. The stuff better work when it's digging up tons of earth. That's what they care about. But as I said, we're winning. Many employees who work in jobs related to CDO have been laid off. New complaints by companies of their employers caving to the woke mob are going overboard and have led to the scaling back of DEI environments. The Supreme Court recently striking down affirmative action in college admissions also got the attention of many corporate executives. If you don't think it matters what the court does and what your voice is, I give you this. These corporate HR guys, by the way, who hate this, they secretly used to tell me when I was in corporate America as a management consultant, they go, Kevin, look, we got to play the game, the HR game. But they didn't like it. They hated it. The quotas and all that nonsense. Anyway, they said some CDOs felt like corporate brass did not want to change hiring or promotion protocols and were told that they were brought on to improve talent. And in the wake of many people who have called out DEI practices for also being discriminatory, the rush towards DEI has not been a permanent one. Thank God. Floyd's death sent companies scrambling to create CDO positions. In 2018, less than half of the S&P 500 companies had a CDO position. By 2022, 3 out of 4 employed a CDO. But all that changing, what they said, what did it do? Jason Harold is a chief executive officer of Hanold Associates, and he says the demand for CDOs is the lowest it has been in 30 years. He also added, their clients telling us the only way I want to go into another role with DEI is if it includes something else. Many are getting out of the field altogether. In other instances, especially during the pandemic, many minorities moved into CDO positions, but not all were qualified, making for an unfair situation for everyone involved. Peter Principle, it's a way out for losers, and companies who succumb can expect to be in the losing category.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie thinks former President Trump owes it to the voters to show up at the first GOP primary debate later this month because he must earn the nomination.
Just because he won it twice doesn't mean he's entitled to win it for a third time. And he may win it, but he needs to earn it. He needs to show up.
While speaking to reporters in New Hampshire, Christie said it would be disrespectful if Trump skipped the debate. California Senator Dianne Feinstein is back home after going to the hospital for a fall on Tuesday. A spokesperson for the Democrat described the incident as a minor fall in her home. This comes as the 90-year-old senator has dealt with health issues over the last year. There's one lucky Mega Millions ticket in Florida worth $1.58 billion. A ticket matched all the winning numbers in last night's drawing for the first time since April. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My brain is wired differently. And we can all say that because, you know, the billions and billions of people that have walked the earth, we're all different. But when I say my brain is wired differently, I'm telling you, I know how my brain was wired, and I know the day that my brain became very different, and it was because I was having a conversation with God. When I told him I'm out of ideas, I don't know how to, you know, connect the dots on anything anymore. I feel like I'm at the end of the internet was what I joked with him about when we were having this conversation. And it was a real conversation. And I know people, you're crazy. No, I was having a talk with God. You can have a talk with whoever you want that's in your head, but mine was with God. And he said to me, son, you're going to have all kinds of ideas. So many you won't know what to do. And you're going to come back to me asking for a different kind of help. And I laughed when he said it to me and said, you don't get it, Lord. I'm coming to you letting you know I don't have any more ideas. I've had nothing original. I've never had an original thought in my life. And I lamented that idea because I felt like all these people that I'd studied, the great thinkers of the world, and I wanted to be among them. In this strange, not in an egotistical way, but I wanted to feel like my life had purpose, like I brought something to life that was very different, an idea, a concept. But if you don't believe me, if you think you've had original concepts, go read Acts or, you know, go read your Bible. You will find out conceptually there's very little that you've come up with on your own. There's stuff that is internal. It is innate to you. It is God-given. And it's rare that you have something that is unique to offer to the world. And I said to God, I don't think I will die having presented anything unique to the world. And he says, I beg to differ. And I'll be doggone. 15 years later, I no longer feel that way. I'm not bragging to tell you that I've had many insights that I never would have had I not had that conversation with God. And one of them is, I wrote it in my first book, Proof of God. I've argued this with many atheists, agnostics, etc. Proof of God. I talk about it. It's in my book. Go to Amazon, get the digital. I don't have it in print anymore. Well, I have a few first editions that I'm saving for my kids in the event that they actually become worth retail. I think there's going to be somebody that goes back and listens to these shows and reads my books and reads my articles and says to themselves, this guy was pretty profound. Oh, I didn't take the academic approach like Dr. Thomas Sowell, one of my idols. And the reason I didn't is because he takes the academic approach and I don't know that there's anybody better. But in terms of synthesizing it to its essence, I can tell you this. One of the people who appreciates the work of Dr. Thomas Sowell, I've been in his office, and he has a picture with him, Dr. Thomas Sowell, and I can't remember the other guy, but Walter Williams. Those three pictures, those three people in the same picture. And that man, just as Clarence Thomas said of me, there's nobody better at synthesizing a complicated issue and taking it to its core than you, Kevin Jackson. He said that. I was blown away. This man knew my work. Anyway, that's kind of what I want to talk about today is, how does that mind happen? It happened because of all these crazy sets of circumstances, living in China for a bit, living in France for a bit, visiting so many places around the world, having this technical mind, you know, engineering basis of understanding, this logical basis of understanding in a world where black is not black and white is not white. It, you know, this nuanced world of black and white that I grew up in, it was supposed to be completely a dichotomy, two separate sides of the issue. And I grew up, me a kid of the 60s growing up saying, I don't see it that way. All of that formed this universe of ideas that exist in my head that give me the ability to look at a problem and go, that's not the way I would solve it. And I bring all this up because I'm having this discussion with people about Americans for Real Change, ARCinAction.com, latest of one of the things that we're trying to do because we want to roll this out in a franchise model to every state. Take the politics out of solving problems. Take a business approach to solving problems, because last time I checked, businesses have to run. They file. They're accountable. They've got Sarbanes-Oxley. The government is not accountable. In case you haven't figured it out, this government doesn't care. It is not accountable to you. So what, you give it the money? So what, you're the real employer of it? It treats you like a serf, like a peon. And that in and of itself should make you stop to think and go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. I'm giving you money. But I'm the one that's being denigrated. I'm the one that's not getting their voice heard. Yeah, it's called a pimp-prostitute relationship. And if you don't know which one you are, then I'm going to tell you, you're the prostitute. So what am I setting up? I'm talking about all these issues that we face every day. And by the way, there's a representative in Texas, Wesley Hunt, I think's his name. He's the first one that's starting to get it. He's the first one that called the border issue what it really is, this open borders issue. You want to know what it really is? I've talked about it on this very program. It's human trafficking. And if the Republicans were to listen to Wesley Hunt, and I've been saying this for years, I've been saying you could close the border in a year. You would have Democrats with you to close the border in a year if you just thought about it differently and you marketed it differently and sold it differently. You would have the Democrats closing down the border. You would have the Democrats joining you, us conservatives, in revamping education. I have the answer. I know how to do it. The question, here's the thing, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm no longer funding changing the world because I don't have the money. I'm not like Black Lives Matter. They got over $90 million in 2020. And even though the number's gone down, they're still raising millions of dollars. I told you guys I had a conversation with Charles, who runs our nonprofit, and I said to Charles, what could we do with $5 million a year? Because one of the organizations we were talking about, a conservative organization, gets $50 million a year to do stuff, and we were asking what's the impact? And no offense to them, great organization, but it's not making an impact because they don't know how to reach the target audience. Some of our organizations are wonderful at talking internally about what we should be doing. They're great at it. And you need that. You need people bolstering what we do. You need to keep our backbone straight, okay? I'm not telling you don't need it, but you also need people that know how to get it outside of that. And I gave you some ideas around it with pregnancy and abortion. And I told you guys that there's some clever ways to make people talk about abortion in a very different way. And my thing was, put LeBron James in a pregnant, you know, like where you could see him dunking a basketball in a pregnant woman's body. And then just ask a simple question. Would you abort this baby? There's hardly a black woman on the planet. Even if you are a Michael Jordan fan, you still go, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and have little LeBron. See, you have to make people think about the future. If you think about it right now, you go, man, this baby, I don't need the baby. I don't even like his daddy. Whatever. Okay, you're going to do something drastic. But if you think about it in the future, you might do something different. And oh, by the way, how about we conservatives not moralize about it and let them make the decision? Have you ever really been able to make somebody change their mind?
You won't change your mind right now or else.
Doesn't work very well. But if you let them change it, if you, you know, kind of nudge them in a direction, they may change it. That's what we do. So, as an example of that, and what ARC is, ARCinAction.com, Americans for Real Change, is we're looking at this for, and by the way, this is what TKJN's been doing since I started it. The only thing we did with Arizona was we made it territorial, if you will. We did it by the state because I went to all the politicians in the state that lost in the primaries and said, look, do you want to keep your message flowing? And they said, yes. A lot of them did. So we said, let's move it forward. And that's what we've been doing, moving it forward. And while I gave you a clever idea for abortion and getting it into the conversation in a way that doesn't reflect poorly on us, it doesn't reflect badly. See, that's part of the strategy. You got to do it in a way that people don't look like, oh, look at y'all, you bunch of sanctimonious Bible thumpers. No. You tell me what you would do. What drives your decision to say yes or no? I'm not gonna get into it, by the way. Maybe you are just with a baby daddy. Now, I could go into, well, why don't you just pick a baby daddy to have unprotected sex with? That doesn't make sense to me, but there I go. See, I'm not going to get mired in that. I'm going to let you decide. But when we come back, I want to tell you a revolutionary thing I was thinking about with respect to the transgender issue. You're going to want to stick around for this, folks. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was listening to this guy, Andrew Tate. I think he's a former kickboxer. He may still be a kickboxer. And Tucker Carlson did an interview with him. And I think he got 71 million views. And what's interesting to me about it is while Tucker is an interesting guy, I found Andrew Tate much more profound. And that's not to say that Tucker's did a bad, you know, he did... I mean, Tucker's Tucker. It was funny in the interview. Tate was talking, and I'll play this. I think, did we get the depression one? I think we did. And Tucker was quintessential Tucker, which kind of bugs me about him a little bit. But you can, again, the great interviewer. One of the best interviews I ever did was Tucker did it. And we knocked it out of the park. It was a Fox and Friends interview I did with him. But Tucker has a tendency to want to show off his intelligence when he could just let it go. You may catch it in this clip. I think we have the right clip here. But here's Andrew Tate, and I want to get back to solving problems. and how we can solve a lot of the problems that come up from day to day with the left if we just use innovative thinking. But here's Andrew Tate.
That's what's interesting, because when I said depression wasn't real, the number of people who would attack me defending depression, this is what I didn't understand.
Right.
You say depression isn't real, but depression's ruined my life, and it's super real, and it ruined my life, and I lost my marriage. I'm like, if I told you it wasn't real, you should be coming to me saying, tell me how it's not real. Please help me with my depression. Why are you trying to convince me that it's real? Why are you sticking up for it?
Why are you defending depression?
And why would I adopt the thinking of someone who's sad? Why would I? You're going to convince me to take your worldview. You just told me your wife left you, you're fat, and you want to kill yourself. And you want me to sit here and go, with my perfect life, and go, you know what, I want to think like this guy. You're out of your mind. I don't believe in it. And because I don't believe in it, it's made me the kind of person who can't become depressed. And the reason they don't like me attacking that is because depression is a fantastic way to subdue a population. Right? If everybody's depressed, it's hard to have a revolution. You're depressed. Oh, they've locked us all in our houses. I don't want to go outside anyway. I'm sad. Right? So depression's a fantastic tool of population control. They have no problem with you being depressed. They have a problem with you being the opposite, principled and energetic. No, you don't want principled, energetic people. That's a problem. Bunch of depressed people? Easy. If you had to invade a country, would you rather the opposing army be principled and energetic or depressed?
I'll tell you, I would not want to be invaded by a cheerful army.
Absolutely.
That's scary.
They're having too much fun. Right? You want them all to be depressed.
So a morose army is easier to defeat. I agree.
Absolutely. So depression is a defended idea. You're not allowed to even talk about it. You're not allowed to help people get out of it. Right? They like the idea of a depressed population. And this is what I say to people. Now, I'm not stupid. I understand like PTSD is real. I understand mental health is real. I'm not saying that, but I say if you're an 18-year-old boy or 18-year-old man and your life is pretty much okay, bacteria didn't steal your eyesight, which could have happened, you never had a car crash and lost both of your legs, which could have happened, you're actually very fortunate, and you wake up and you say, I'm depressed, I think you're an idiot. I don't think you're depressed. I think you've been psyoped. I think you feel a little bit of depression, and you can fix that by changing your life.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. I couldn't agree more. It's funny, when Andrew Tate's first talking about depression, he says, you know, you get the impression he's saying there is no such thing as depression. And he's like, no, I understand PTSD. I understand the mental health issues of depression. He's saying other people have been made to believe that they should feel depressed. Look at the online bullying. That's the one that always gets me. How can you be bullied online? Oh, somebody says blah, blah, blah about you online. Click, not dealing with it. It's like my Twitter page. There are people that come on, they're trolls. The minute I notice they're a troll, you know what I do? I go block, and that's the end of that. And I block every one of them. If you say something negative to me or, you know, that now if you want to have a debate, I'm willing to have a debate. But if you're just like on there, like, you Uncle Tom, like somebody said, you're a bona fide pervert or something. And my first thought was, I should probably send this to my attorney. But I don't, you know, not worth my time, not worth the energy. It's probably a bot. So I just deleted it. This literally happened the other day. So I'm not going to let you get into my mindset. Let me tell you, folks, this is one of the toughest jobs to do, because you get attacked. If I showed you the attack letters and messages I've gotten, it would blow your mind. I've often said I should just write a book about it. And I remember the first time I started getting those attacks, and I felt like, what is this about? I'm just out here telling what I think. And what my producer said, Dave Perkins, said, Kevin, disregard that. You're on the right path. You know, as they say, if you're taking incoming, it's because you're over the target. So I disregarded it. But anyway, let me go back to this Tucker thing. So he says, he's talking about armies, would you want to have a happy army or a sad army? And Tucker has to add, well, I would certainly wouldn't want an army to be happy. He goes, it would be better if the army were morose. Why would you use that word? I mean, he's already made the point. If you say, I would certainly rather have a sad army, you know, that's, Tate has made the point, and Tucker has to get that in. And that's the one thing that bugged me about. In fact, we did a show together, and I said something, and then Tucker used a big word, and I went, what? And he had to define it for me. I didn't know what it was. And I just went, whatever. I brushed over it because I'm like, the audience, if I don't understand the word, 98% of America doesn't. So why are we speaking to 2%? That drives me crazy. say stuff simply. And if nothing else, put it in enough context to where people understand what it is. And Andrew Tate had already done that, but that's just my personal side. I want to get back to what we were talking about, though, because Andrew Tate is hit on something that I talk about with ARC. I say, because my development team comes back and says, well, Kevin, we have polled a lot of people now, and here's what they're saying about they don't understand the mission of ARC, and they don't understand this, and what are we going to do, and what are we bringing to the party? And he goes, here's what they're saying. And I go, I don't listen to people who don't know what they're talking about. Everybody that you're polling are people who've gotten it wrong. Ask them a simple question. Do you like where things are going? Do you like how the elections turned out in Arizona? Do you like that, you know, Carrie Lake is being considered a heretic and a loser while the loser sits in the office of governor? Tell me what it is about the process that they've gone through. I moved here 5 years ago, and I'm just noticing all the things that's going on. They've been here. The people that you're talking to have been here for decades. And you know what they've watched? The slow slip. We had McCain as our senator. That's bad enough. Add Jeff Flake to the mix. That's bad enough. Then we elect Kyrsten Sinema, I mean, who, by the way, ends up being a bit of a breath of fresh air, but she shouldn't have won. And I could go down the list. Mark Kelly. We had a rhino governor with Ducey. Then we replaced him with a stone-cold leftist communist. And you want to talk to me about, I should listen to them? I feel like Tate going, you want me to be depressed with you, right? You want me to feel your level of depression. I'm not going to do it. But let's go back. I want to just cover one other issue because we're going to run out of time if I don't. It's the trans issue. So in thinking about it, because I got in an email thread and we're all talking about it. They got a woman that won Miss Scandinavia or whatever, Miss Netherlands. And other women are winning, you know, men, trans men are women winning these female pageants that are Miss America, Miss Universe, etc. And we're all looking at it going, this is insane. So what are we not talking about? We're not talking about Hunter Biden and the Biden family's criminal activities, what the Justice Department's done and all this, because we're focused on trans issues. So I said, how about we just start solving the problem? You ready? The simplest thing for conservatives to do is we offer trans pageants. That's what we do. We could do this in sports, too, but I'm going to stay on pageants. Let's offer a trans pageant. If somebody on the right simply started a trans pageant, what would happen? Would the trans support it? Maybe. It would certainly get the conversation moving in a different direction, right? Because we could say, well, there's an alternative. There's a trans pageant. What do you want to do? Do you want to win regular pageants or trans pageants? That's going to get the discussion being different. Now, throwing another little twist in it, let's have a conservative trans man run the pageant. And if you want to go further, make it a conservative trans black man. Think conservative RuPaul running the pageant. Practically makes him bulletproof because you can't attack him. He's doing something novel and different. Now, let's go back to our strategy. We as conservatives then say, let's let biological women enter these pageants. And of course, the transsexuals will get upset. Let's let them get some traction. Let's let them go 2 or 3 years of winning their pageants. But then we put biological women in their pageants. And then you're going to find out the trans community is going to fight for what we're fighting for. They want their own pageants. Problem solved. But let's go further. How about we crash RuPaul gay events, trans events with real women? Maybe we don't even let them know. Maybe we dress up women as men, then do the transformation and say, aha, this woman, biological woman, won your drag queen show. How about we have real women do drag queen reading hour? Things like that. How about we think outside the box? If you find yourself smiling and shaking your head and agreeing with me, I'm not surprised.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.